Is champagne bad for you?
It's not great.
It's not great.
There is a sugar-free champagne.
Because I remember reading something years ago that, like, celebrities all drink champagne because it's better for you than other drinks.
There is extra brut, there's extra dry, and then below that there's extra brut.
Is champagne worse than, like, a seltzer?
Not if you do the extra brut.
Yeah.
But they use zero, almost zero sugar to process it.
So that's what we should
But there's usually only, you have to mix it. It is, so you defeat it. It is bad.
Oh, so I want to drink it plain. Okay.
Oh, no.
No,
it's so gross.
Oh, you want to
just suffer through it.
I'm going to try it. I could like this.
Hey, Basics. It's Travis.
It's Chelsea.
It's Amy.
And we're the Basic Brunch Cast.
And we're here to play Truth or Drink,
which is a game
that Amy loves.
Well, we've already been drinking.
She loves games.
So I'm hoping I can just keep drinking because I hate games. I hate
you love games.
Revealing truths about myself.
You love games.
I hate introspection.
I'm going to keep saying it until she agrees.
You love games. You love this. You love, Do you like this?
You like it.
I'm competitive in every other area of my life, not fitness or games. Well, sometimes
Games. That's not true. I think we learned like a couple months ago when we played Monikers together.
Games, if they're my games, I like word games.
Yeah. You want to like.
If it's crossword puzzles, let's go.
Oh my God.
If it's a mind game where I can fuck
let's
you over.
Go.
Yeah. No, okay.
Okay.
No, that's not it.
Yeah. If it's a mind game where I know that I'm a winner. When we played Monikers recently as a group and Adrian was here after, he was like, Amy doesn't like games because she only wants to win.
She wants to win.
Crazy. He was like, She's really competitive in that game. And I was like, yeah. But it's fun. And he's like, yeah, she gets crazy.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, she's crazy. Yeah.
I was a little aggressive about certain rules.
You were.
Yeah. A little pushy when.
But again,
even
like,
me as your teammate, I was like, Amy, we have to give.
And I also
on this.
Basically made cheers and dances for Travis and I when we won.
Yeah.
We had to do.
Yeah.
We'll probably choreograph some things before the next one.
Probably.
It's fine.
She told me I was a good team
right
member.
Afterwards, I was like, I'm really proud of you. You did a really good job. You're a good team member. And he was like, oh my God.
Like, thank you for not murdering me.
Thanks for the
thank God I did this so that I didn't get killed later.
Right.
So this is going to go good.
Yeah.
I have high hopes for this.
She's not going first. I'm going first.
Okay, probably
thank
best.
That,
ease
yes.
me into
so
this.
I'm going to pull a card from the happy hour deck.
We're mixing the decks. We're cheating on the rules. That makes me feel a little bit better.
Cheating on the rules. Usually you're supposed to pick one deck, and we're picking four of the five decks. We've got them all laid out, and you're allowed to pick from whichever deck you'd like. On the rocks, which is like supposed to be icebreakers kind of things, but I think
we're getting to know each other here.
Yeah, getting to know each other. We don't know each other. happy hour, those are supposed to be like fun and light. Extra dirty, I think you can get that when it's sex. And then last call, these are supposed to be you have nothing left to lose, mm-hmm. and you want to ask a deep, mm-hmm. dark question.
Mm-hmm. Like friendship, you...
You're going to lose your friendship.
Okay.
So we have some of those coming at you, folks. So
okay.
Somebody might be leaving this podcast tonight. You
it's
never
like
know.
Survivor.
Who will survive? We don't know.
Okay.
Okay. So I actually switched. I'm deciding to pull from the extra dirty
deck.
Okay.
All right.
Starting off a little.
Yeah, let's get raunchy.
Let's get raunchy here.
The beginning.
That's what we're here for.
The beginning.
the beginnings.
It's a little more than raunchy. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So is there any additional rules?
So there's two questions. Some of the cards do only have one.
All right.
This one, there's two questions and I like one of them. And
so
we're
just
always just going to pick one
gotcha.
To ask two people. Since there's three of us, we don't have time.
We
to
love
just
that.
Sit
Let's
here going
go.
Through like all yes. these questions. And plus this is about the birds and the bees, the other one. So I don't want to ask that question.
Yeah.
But what I do want to ask is what did you observe from porn that you later realized was unrealistic? How did you make this discovery? So, Travis, Amy, who would like to go first?
Well, I've pretty much only watched gay porn.
That's
shock.
Not true because in Mexico,
that,
you had
I,
to
I,
watch
I said pretty
the, okay.
much. Okay. I have
okay.
watched.
Okay.
And I love that you're like, but you did have, you had, you had to
you
watch
were
it.
Forced to watch.
Because we stayed at a resort that one of the only channels was the cheesiest.
Multiple channels. They had like 10 channels of straight
weird,
porn.
But the most weird straight
Strange.
Porn ever, like soap opera-esque straight porn was one of the only channels we could watch at this resort.
Yeah.
Oh,
I guess it's like a honeymoon vibe, and they thought that was
people
what
watch
people
it.
Wanted.
Could you pay to watch
but there
other
was no,
stuff?
But there was
no
straight, there was no gay porn. There was just straight porn.
Okay. They only okay.
Not many channels in general.
Yeah,
okay,
there were other channels.
But primarily, you don't watch
primarily, that. Primarily, I do not watch that. I did watch it there, honestly, not for sexual reasons. It was
because it was one of five channels.
It was one of five channels.
It was
channels,
for educational learning purposes.
He did
it, bring some questions
and
dinner
I brought
nights.
Questions, and I was just baffled by all of it. But in gay porn, a lot of times they don't show the application of lubricant. They just completely like cut that out.
Does the screen just go dark for a minute?
No, it's
like
just
on
the way
TikTok,
the way
it's,
you know,
right, the squiggles.
They just edit it out, like that whole application part.
But why?
I don't know. I
don't,
guess because they think it's not sexy or something.
For
I don't.
You.
I yeah. So when you're a
but
teenager,
it's just the process,
and you don't know that that's a thing. Then
okay.
you don't, because you didn't see it in the porn.
Okay.
So then you're like.
Because you only know the porn.
You only know the porn because
yeah,
you're a teenager. Because
you haven't had the sex yet.
Because
right.
you haven't had the sex yet. And you go to have the sex and the person doesn't pull out lubricant.
And you just think you're doing the porn.
You think you're doing the porn.
Okay.
You think you're doing the
you
sex.
You didn't get the little squiggle screen
yeah.
of
so
application.
I didn't have lubricant probably the first four or five times that I had sex, which was not comfortable.
I
But it's just what you think sex
I'm guessing
is, right?
Yeah. yeah. So I thought that's what sex was supposed to feel like.
Mm-hmm. You're like, this isn't
And
great.
I was like, this isn't fun. Like,
okay.
this is awful.
Right.
Like,
okay.
why would anyone do this? Now I understand why my parents were like, why
sex
in the world
is terrible.
Are you don't have sex? And then the first time somebody produced lubricant mm-hmm. and pulled it out, I said, what are you doing? What is that? And he was like,
it's something bad.
Right, right.
Yeah,
you're
I,
like,
I thought something bad
me.
Was happening.
Please don't do weird things.
Yeah. And he was like, this
it's
is
like,
lube.
This is normal for
right. And I was
us.
Like, what's lube? And he was like, what? It's for sex. Like,
he's like, I thought you had sex before.
Right. I put this on me and we put it on you and,
right.
then, and then we have sex.
And then
and
it'll
I was
be
like,
good for us both.
And I was like, I've oh. never had that before. And he was like, he was really nice. He was like, you've had sex with really bad people. Like, that's
oh.
not okay. He was like, this, I promise you, like, things are going to be.
He's like, you're going to love
this. Way better. And I was like, afterwards, I was like,
I love you.
Things, yeah. Can we get married?
I was just going to say, do you want to get married?
I'm a freshman in college. Yeah. I don't know much about relationships.
I made you this ring. It's a
now,
twisty tie. I love
now,
you so
now
much.
We're
that
in,
good
now
sex
we're
has
engaged.
Me convinced.
It's fine. I actually don't know your name, but it's all right. It's fine. We're married now. So I hope you like being with me. So that was
bring the lube.
That was what I learned from or unrealistic from porn. Yeah.
Unrealistic porn. I think every part of girl porn that's unrealistic is every single moment of them is so amazing for them. Like, they're having an orgasm the entire time.
Like, you mean the like, oh my God.
Like, the guy looks at her and she's like, oh.
Which, like, you guys don't scream the whole time, right?
No.
Okay.
And not even.
Not unless we're drunk and we get confused and we think we're in a porn.
yeah.
and we're like, is this
okay.
your fantasy? I'm a porn star
and
now.
And meanwhile,
okay.
You look like probably Anna Nicole Smith on right. the bender. Like, oh. you're not, like, or whatever person
whatever
you want
to put
on
that
the bender.
Has.
Like, yeah. whoever is your, great, I don't know, Courtney
whatever
Love,
you're trying not
we've
to
talked
be.
About heroin chic. We, you yeah. might have looked heroin chic if
yeah.
you're drunk.
Without any of the chicness.
But no yeah, chic. So yeah.
You have okay. mascaras running
maybe
down.
Maybe it's just the mascara
okay.
situation.
All right.
Like, so that's not realistic.
So that's not realistic. No.
That's a lot of noises.
No.
And if girls are making that many noises.
They're faking it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So
that makes
sorry,
more sense.
I know we don't have a lot of male listeners, but sorry if you're a male
yeah.
listener and your partner
if your wife doesn't have the AirPods
and
in.
You're a straight okay. male listener.
Yeah,
right.
Also, are you obsessed with us? Like, this isn't probably your jam, but like, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I'll scream
you,
for
baby.
You.
yeah.
Oh,
right
goodness.
There.
yeah.
I love the way you listen.
yeah.
I hope you're
listen
not listening
like that
to
again.
This at work. Send us some money, Daddy.
Yeah. Yeah. Cash App and Venmo. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, sir.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So, that's good. I like that for us.
Yeah, love that. All right. Well, I'm going to draw a card.
Okay.
Okay. What's the weirdest thing about me? Amy? Chelsea?
you're making me nervous.
Oh, no.
Sorry. This... Answer that. Tell me. Tell me my weirdness. Tell me my weird things.
Well, the thing I think, I don't think it's like... weird because
feels
I think
like a
weird
word.
Is like a rude
yeah.
word. I don't
true.
Like to call my friends weird or things they
but
do
like,
are weird.
But like they keep Austin weird way, like weird meaning like cool and quirky,
yeah.
like different.
Okay.
Yeah, unique.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that it's something unique about you is that you have a very confident, strong personality, but then there are these certain things that you're like, well, I'm not drinking this mimosa in this park.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. Like your boundaries of what you set don't align with like your strong personality. So again, it's not weird. It's just like, I'm like, but last week we drank, or not we, last week, last but like a couple we weeks
the,
ago, like
the park down when you were over.
Yeah, like we drank mimosas in the street, but you don't want to drink them at this street two streets over today. So it's that's just
so
something.
I think it's like you're a mystery a little bit because of that.
Yeah.
Which is fun. But I also think you are super fun, always down for doing things fun person. Like, yeah, let's book the trip. Let's order another round of mimosas. But you're not superficial in the way that you're just like fun Travis. You're also super intellectual Travis. And you're like, after we had those bottomless mimosas last night, I went home and I read the entire history of Hawaii. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Because like I went home and I went on TikTok. Like, yeah, you're like, so much more dynamic than me. And you're like, well, now that I've told you, isn't this interesting? And I'm like, yeah, but the conversation ends here for me. Like, I'm never going to look into Hawaii history again.
Go read it, yeah.
And you read about Hawaii after we have bottomless mimosas. And like, you just have so many sides to you that you're the most intellectual, fun person I've ever met.
Thank you. Those are nice. Those are nice weird things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You teach us a lot.
Yeah, you teach us things.
You inspire me, but not enough to like go do the learning, but to listen.
I'm like, I know these things because of my friend Travis.
Yes, I have said that before. I'm
like, my friend Travis told me. It's never like, I learned. I'm like, my friend Travis told me about Hawaii. Like,
yeah. Perfect. Okay.
So I'm sounding so educated. Hawaii.
Yeah. You were just doing a Moira impression.
Yeah, in Hawaii.
Perfect.
What if we just talk like that when we go back to, like, obviously you know, at an office, but in the office.
And they're like, what happened to you? I'm like, sorry.
I'll start Monday.
Oh, I'm from Schitt's Creek. Yeah. Have you ever seen this?
What are you talking about? Okay. What is wrong with you? Don't remember this was my accent the whole time.
What do you mean?
This is, maybe I sound different on Zoom.
Just do like super weird.
Yes. I think in person I sound like this. Okay. I'm going right into a question after I said how I sound on Zoom. It felt very abrupt.
No,
it's time for my question.
How I sound on Zoom. Hey, do you like this?
Okay. What song are you most ashamed to admit to me that you love? Reply in song. Mm-hmm. I'm asking this because I can't answer this because I can't,
sing.
You would never know what song I was singing.
So unfortunate. We didn't get this card, Travis.
I know.
So
damn
I
it.
Want you to sing to me.
Feels like a setup.
I get knocked down, but I get up again.
I love this.
Get me down. Yeah, that song.
You like Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba. Yep.
Tub Thumping.
That's their only song,
why
right?
Was the name of that song Tub Thumping? Oh no!
I
he drinks Travis the vodka drink.
I actually don't know, but I guess I do
I
need to look
soon.
It up. Yeah, I will know
he
soon.
He drinks a vodka drink.
He drinks a whiskey drink.
What's the next the songs
that reminds
he
him?
Drinks
of
a
lager drink. He drinks a cider drink.
He drinks a lot of drinks.
It's four drinks. It's a vodka.
A vodka drink. Whiskey drink.
A drink. A lager drink. A cider drink.
I think that those are.
It's a weird order of drinks. They remind him of the
good times. Sings the songs that remind him of the better. They say better.
I thought it was better the best times. Better times?
No,
better times. Better times.
You know you don't know the words. We know you don't know the words.
We'll be singing. We'll be dancing.
Yeah, I do like that song.
You know why I wasn't?
There's a lot that happens.
I wasn't allowed to listen to it.
Things.
Why?
Because
they drink the drinks.
Because not even for that reason. Because
they get knocked down?
Because the girl goes, pissing the night away.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That was a bad word in our house.
Oh,
so
okay.
I had to listen to it at my friend's house when I was in middle school.
Okay.
It was
I wonder
was
if they had
school.
An edited version. Would they take the pissing part out? No.
Peeing
in like
the
kid
night.
Box songs that they have today. Yeah.
Because I guess they don't even mean urinating in that.
They just
mean
like
you're
pissing,
wasting
pissed
the whole
day.
Yeah,
like
the whole
day
is gone. So I don't even know how you would make that an edited version.
Maybe you'd say like wishing the day away.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
wishing
Kids Bop,
the day
they figured out. They always
Kids
figured out.
Kids Bop made WAP
into
a kid's
song. Which is crazy.
And I'm like,
that's crazy.
Okay, well, this is just
unnecessary.
Unnecessary. You probably could have skipped that one. That's fine.
Yeah, sing.
Mine, I don't know. It isn't super embarrassing, but it is just one that.
Well, sing it.
Okay. Oh my gosh, hold on. The words just went out of my head.
If she starts singing the same song as you, I'm not going to believe it.
Yeah. Listen the night. It's so
that
crazy.
That is not
it's
yet.
So crazy. No.
Chelsea still hasn't sung to us.
So what it's going to be like is this. Girl, you working with some ass? Yeah. You bad, Jim. And I can't remember all the parts right there, but then
but
it's
you
like
back that ass
if you
up.
Look good when you back that ass up. He's a fine motherfucker when you back that
See,
ass
oh.
up.
That's the exact song I would expect you
yeah,
to listen to and dance
to. To.
And what's embarrassing is not the song. It's that I would be like, back in my ass. Like, I couldn't even help it.
You can't help it.
It didn't matter where we are. Like, I'm on the bar
now.
We're
at a funeral.
I'm on top of the coffin on all fours, just back in my ass.
I'm back in my ass up into your grandma in her coffin. It's fine.
Chelsea, get down.
Chelsea, that's not even your grandma. Like, you have to get out of here.
Oh, my God. This is subconscious. I didn't even know I was doing this. Why are you playing?
I wasn't even at this funeral.
Why are you playing back that ass up at this funeral?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
That's on your phone, Chelsea.
Yeah. Chelsea, you played it and came in this church.
What?
Would you also do that for Baby Got Back?
Yeah, but Baby Got Back, like, isn't from my generation, yeah. So it's, like, okay. One
I'm just trying to figure out what you would,
yeah, so there's another song
are.
That's a little more, like, that you guys might know, might not know, that's Lil Wayne, and it just goes, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot,
drop it like it's hot.
Well, I don't know.
We know that like, song.
I don't Everyone know. Knows that okay, song. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I forget you guys are the same age as me, but.
Yeah. Well, slightly
well, different ages. I'm 1 year younger. It's fine.
I'm a little bit older.
Well, in the same age of range.
I'm younger. It's fine.
Okay. So I guess you don't know these songs then, Travis.
I do know them, but I just know them.
From your elders?
From my elders, okay. Yes. From my okay. elders
my
playing them for
me.
Amy, you want to go grab something to eat? And, yeah. Like, not with Travis.
Not with him.
He's like, I know these songs from my elders.
What did your sister
send
me something
talking,
today that's going to make this worse? It said,
oh, no.
Geriatric millennials born between 1980 and 1985 are best positioned to lead teams that will thrive in the hybrid workplace. It's something from LinkedIn or something.
Oh, I saw that actually on LinkedIn.
Geriatric
millennials?
No.
Like,
that's
fuck you and fuck
name.
Your job.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, we don't.
That's
no,
a stupid
thank
name.
You. That, we don't.
Bye.
No,
we're
that's
not,
rude.
No one who's a millennial
bye.
Is geriatric.
Sometimes
I feel like it.
Well.
Chelsea.
But you understand what we're saying. Well,
okay, so back that ass
elder
up. Next
millennials is cute.
Yeah.
Geriatric millennials?
Not cute.
No,
offensive.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Chuggies, so, geriatric.
Yeah.
No. Don't love it.
No. Okay.
All right.
So that's it.
You're up.
It all has to go with dropping
you're up.
My ass. Okay.
In France. France is in Europe.
Okay. Do you want to go?
Because you said you're
leave?
Up.
He's
you're,
like,
you're up.
Up.
That
he's
was
like
a dad
speaking.
Joke.
Well, you're not a dad, so we didn't expect that
I'm
from
like
you.
A... A dad age
what if
person.
When Travis becomes a dad, he just like hard turns into dad jokes.
Like wears God. Cargo shorts.
He has a little backpack everywhere like, and his croquis.
Oh no. I don't want to be that person.
Hey guys, I got to leave at a hard stop of 5 p.m. We got a feeding dinner situation and I
yeah,
have to
T-ball.
Go.
With a minivan.
No. I refuse. I will always
no,
have an SUV.
I know. I don't like, think Brian will ever let you drive the kid.
No.
No.
Probably
an aggressive
not.
Driver.
I am. No. I'm going to have a nanny specifically just to drive
you around.
The kid, just to drive me and the child around.
I do think my niece and I have ridden with you before.
Yeah.
And she was like,
I actually was really safe with driving with your niece because
yeah,
that's a child.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
Like,
okay. So this one is, I'm going to pick this one.
Okay.
Have you ever been fired? If so, what for? If not, why not?
I have come close to being fired.
Okay.
Why?
I quit before.
Okay.
I was insubordinate.
Mm. That's such a work term, that corporate term they love to use.
So I worked at Chili's.
Okay.
A now defunct one that's no longer even there.
Okay. Mm. And those are all like privately owned franchises.
Probably because I left. Probably closed because
you
I was
taken
gone.
Them
I
to
mean,
the next
you
level.
Were the glue that was holding that place
holding
together.
The place together. And I left. This was when I was 19, so this was 15 years ago.
That salad bar is permanently shut down.
Oh, so long. Jesus
hopefully
Christ,
all,
I'm so old.
Hopefully
years
all
ago.
Salad bars are permanently shut
all
down.
Gone
we don't
forever.
Want any more
you
food sharing
so.
Situations.
But it's, it's still there.
I feel like Whole Foods is safe. What is the place I'm thinking of?
Golden
Fresh
Corral.
Tomato.
Oh, Golden Corral. Oh, the tomato.
Oh,
the tomato.
Tomatoes. Yeah, red tomatoes, golden tomatoes, big tomatoes.
Green tomatoes. I don't know.
So there's a tomato salad
pizza there's a tomato salad.
I know what you're talking about.
And I used to love that place. And I don't know why I'm like. So now you don't love it. Okay.
But
sorry.
So
why, what was the situation that you were almost
fired
and then why
for?
Were you not fired?
Okay. So you get the crayons. I was a host. You get the crayons.
Okay.
And the
for the
crayons
kids, right?
Go for the kids. Okay. Right? So they can color while they're sitting there. So my manager, we got our crayons in a big box and the hostesses had a package of them together. Mm-hmm. And the manager came up and he was like, you need to package these in sets of two. Well, what kid wants two fucking crayons? It's terrible. Like, what are you going to do with two crayons? So I packaged them in sets of three because that would make kids happy. And if kids are happy, parents are happy.
Right.
And happy parents
spend
money.
Happy kids make less of a mess at the booth because they're coloring.
They're so busy.
Yeah. And I'm sorry you don't want kids and you're an angry gay man, but I'm a young Happy gay man. And okay. I'm trying to make the world a better place.
Okay. And I love that.
One crayon at a time.
Yeah, one crayon at a time. So I package them in sets of three and rubber band them all that way.
Right.
He notices this as they're getting passed out throughout the evening.
And you think he might be like, Travis, you're a visionary.
Visionary.
Thank you.
Thank you. He does not do that. He comes over to the host stand, takes the whole bucket and pours them on the floor and tells me to pick them up and to repackage them
on
in sets of two.
On the floor?
Yeah.
Okay, that is unacceptable.
So, I called him a fucking bitch.
Beat him up. Okay, oops.
Oh.
Okay.
I said, well, there was no reason to, you know, be a fucking bitch.
Yeah, okay.
I was trying to make the kids happy. This was inappropriate.
Like, and how much does one fucking crown cost? I mean, on the bottom line, like when you're talking about a big box. And was it like corporate standards that you had two crowns or you're just...
No.
Okay. It's a power thing for
you. Power thing. And so,
and that's where you want to show your power.
This is
and also, by the way,
crayon packets.
Those crayons, unless you're like me, who's a crazy person, they just stay on the table anyway.
Exactly. And what like, I would do
they
is
get
I would
away
I
bring the whole them home.
I'm like, we better save these.
Well, and what I did,
they don't usually give me crayons at restaurants.
I would repackage them up though. I would reuse them. I'm like, well, this hasn't been. It's fine. We can reuse this.
And
it's
kids
are
like, oh my god, this crown has been
used. No, the crayons are not a one time thing.
So
you can reuse them.
So
I called him a fucking bitch because he was and is and I'm gonna find him. Yeah, later.
Travis will be careful.
Be careful.
Travis,
this is revitalized my anger. I just want to tell him 15 years later, I want to let you know. But no, so then the next day when I got to work, another manager did something very similar. It was not okay.
Did they pour the crayons out again?
No. So this one, we were on a 2-hour wait.
Oh my God.
And a table of 20 came in.
20?
Yeah.
Kids?
20
humans?
Adults, 20 people. And
20
so,
people?
Yeah. So what I did was I was the head host. So I told the other girl who was working with me, I was like, okay, so what we're going to do, I think we can play like a jigsaw puzzle, basically. We can make this work. We're on a 2-hour wait. They're going to have to wait 2 hours like everybody else. But I think if we just allow these tables to open up in this row, we can still accommodate them within the 2 hours. And we can still
fill the other ones.
Okay.
So I had this whole plan worked out.
In this restaurant, we don't use logic, Travis.
And also, do not give them three crowns.
Yeah.
He came up to the host stand and screamed at me in front of the entire group of people who were waiting. I mean,
what a good vibe for dinner for the rest of the people.
Yeah, for everybody else. And like, I almost, that one, I didn't even say much back because I was like almost in tears because I was, it was so embarrassing.
That's like that angry cry too.
And I was
so
embarrassed. Yeah. Like, I'm like, we're in front of 40 people. Maybe you shouldn't scream at me right now. And I did, boss. Yeah. And all I said was very quietly, I was like, you could have said all of this somewhere else.
Yeah.
Not here. So then that next weekend, we were really busy. We had a lot of reservations.
Okay.
Because we had like, it was right when call ahead seating became a thing, which were really.
Reservations at
Chili's? Which would be, it was crazy. I'm like, guys, this is a Chili's. Like, calm down.
I do remember doing some long waits at Olive Garden back in the day. So I can see a reservation could be.
And it was called call ahead seating. So what you did was
putting yourself on the list.
Exactly. Yeah. But it would end up being like, The list
really
because you could call at like 11 a.m.
and it's before reservation apps, so like you can't tell.
So we're just like, sure, we'll put you on the list for 5 p.m.
Sure. We
whatever.
Don't know what's happening then.
And so we had like this giant ass list for the next day, and I'd already been so
insubordinate.
I already know one more time happens, I'm being fired. So this was before my days at TGI Fridays. I had gone to TGI Fridays that week. I'd gotten a job offer. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I'm not giving a 2 weeks notice. I will start this week. And so what I did was I changed my voicemail.
Okay.
And it said, I bet you're calling me right now to find out if I'm coming in for my shift. I'm not because you're a fucking bitch. And then almost every single person in the restaurant called my phone
they
that night
because
they wanted to listen to it.
Because they were probably like, yep, this is my life. Here I am still here.
Yep. So that was,
I love it.
Good for you.
That's what I did.
And you know what? Remember back in the days when you did put stuff like that on your voicemail? Or like, let's just really age ourselves here into our geriatric millennials. No, when you recorded a song on your voicemail.
On my voicemail.
I probably was like, back that ass up.
Yeah.
Chelsea,
like, girls just
want to
have fun.
You're 12.
Leave a message.
Yeah.
What?
And you'd be like, you'd remember you let a little bit of the song play, and then you'd be like, hey, and the music would be in the background.
Me.
You'd be like, hey, it's Chelsea.
And the quality of that music was probably right bad. So
bad.
Not good. And then you let it play out. Like, how embarrassing is that?
Embarrassing.
Don't you wish that I wish we could get our hands on these things that we these recordings of ourselves. Like, those things were saved. They were deleted. Oh, my God. That would be
hit me up on the pager.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I never had a pager.
I was like, Amy, you're very old. You had a pager. No, we didn't.
People did.
Travis and I did not.
We did not have pagers.
I did not know anyone that had pagers. She's but like, I know it was
just
a thing.
My parents just wanted to
get
me one.
Also, did you get fired?
Yes. No.
You never been fired?
I've never been fired.
Did you ever come close? Mm-mm. Never been insubordinate?
No, because she saying like, okay, boss, whatever, boss. You want me to work 17 hours? It's fine.
It's fine.
I'm like, oh my God, your crown ideas are so good. You're such a visionary.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Good to know.
So there goes that one for Amy. For the record, I don't think I've ever been close to being fired either. Okay. But if I was, I forgot.
You would probably do more the voicemail than the Eurovisionary route. Okay.
Now it's Travis's turn.
Okay.
How would you describe your nipples to a blind person?
Well, I don't know if you know, Travis, we're not very creative. I'd be like, now I'm closing my eyes like I'm blind.
You know these circles you're touching? In the center of these circles?
Yes.
Touching?
There's little
the
circles.
The blind person is touching your
nipples?
Well,
they have to use Braille.
I thought we were doing
They actually use Braille.
That little bump right there, there's just one word.
We wouldn't describe it. We would be like, just touch my boobs. These are boobs.
They're blind. You have to, it's all by feel.
You're describing them with words.
Oh. If you were to touch my boobs.
What you would feel is
what you
one
would
Braille
feel
per
is,
boob.
Yes. One raised dot per boob.
Oh my God.
Sometimes they're not raised. Press a little harder to get the raising.
Okay, you're reading it now.
Oh my. Okay. So
we want blind people to touch our boobs.
We're like equality.
We're like really open about
straight
it.
Straight guys that were listening earlier. Fun fact, if you just pretend you're blind, they'll let you touch your boobs.
You're blind? What?
Oh my God.
Here's my
boob. We can work through this.
That's good.
Okay.
That's so good.
My turn.
Okay, so does that seem good for you?
Well, no, but that's an answer. So we're going to go with that as the answer.
Okay. We have a Braille book coming out soon.
Yeah.
It's you know those live nativity
It's on our
scenes.
Patreon.
Yeah, on our Patreon.
It's
but
just
it's
your boobs.
Live.
It's Braille.
You can't
it's not
take this
explicit
down.
Content.
It's not explicit. It's Braille.
I'm sorry if this is offensive if you're blind. Please let us know.
I mean, not trying to be offensive.
We're not trying to be offensive.
I know. I'm just kidding.
But if we are, you can touch our boobs.
And now,
that's
are we even?
Our,
if you're a woman, our, I'm not
you
sure
can touch
what we,
our boobs.
I think you have
can.
To just
I mean,
let
you
them.
Will, yeah.
That's
like,
what
maybe,
that's what you need
that's
to do.
That's all
okay.
we have to
that's
offer.
That's fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We will sell equality on this podcast.
Woman, person,
we
dog.
Can only offer the humans.
Oh, I was offering it to dogs, too.
I was going to stick with the humans more.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
A dog's not reading fucking Braille, Travis.
Maybe you don't know. Maybe there could be a very smart
they
dog.
They can get their human to interpret for them because I'm not.
Okay.
Is it going to touch
We can't
our
have
boobs?
The dog, Paul.
If you're with a dog paw. And you've got a hot human, they can interpret your Braille boobs.
You're reaching out to dogs on our podcast.
We're really, really desperate
I
for
know we need
at this
some
point.
Listeners, and I'm just like, maybe the dogs. Are,
if you're out there, you're
our dogs bark. And he's like, if you're listening and you're a dog, please tune into this.
The dogs
seem podcast.
Into it, right, guys?
Benji, Benji, are you there?
Our post pod meeting.
Oh no!
And Jeff is like, how can we go after the dog?
What's the collie's name? He the
Lassie?
One that rescued Lassie. Lassie, are you there?
Well,
you just
so
okay. So we
to
actually can't
episode.
Go to a restaurant after this to do planning because Travis will see a dog and be like, "Hey, what's your dog's name? We wanted to tell
Amy,
him about
our
shirt.
Podcast."
Amy, pull up your shirt, please, for this
is
dog.
It, it's your dog blind because my friend wants to teach it for him.
It's like our link tree, but it's our boobs.
It's just your boobs. Yes, perfect. I like this plan. This is how we become famous. It's
fine. Super good. Super good.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Have you ever knowingly let me embarrass myself, even if you could have stopped it? Speak now.
I don't think so. I mean,
I think we collectively embarrass ourselves together. Yeah. And
well, the problem is we're not really embarrassed. Like,
we're so not embarrassed.
Everyone else at the place might be embarrassed for us.
Like multiple times I can think of this. We're taking drink photos in the street. If we're doing
laying
and people
in the
are like
grass.
Laying in the grass at a restaurant, like
group dressing room, TikTok.
Group dressing room. Like I
walking around with a tripod and a ring light.
That doesn't embarrass me. So maybe we've lost our own personal filter.
I mean, maybe Travis could have saved us from embarrassment at the dressing room when you were like, I'm coming through, Travis.
And we're just swiping into your dressing room through the curtain.
But
they
also,
like,
you weren't embarrassed.
They were like, Travis, well, we weren't. We weren't.
You guys, but
we saw your face.
Maybe you could have been like, hey, guys,
let's go home.
That's a little. I think we maybe don't get into each other's dressing rooms.
But I didn't. Yeah. I was just like, whatever.
He's like, they're not embarrassed by his arms,
and then looked at the camera like, fuck my life.
Yeah. If I knew it was something that could possibly embarrass you, and what I would think of in those situations of like, maybe you went to the restroom and your skirt was caught in like your underwear. Like, I would never allow
that.
I would immediately be like, hey, Amy, Amy, you've got, oh, there's a problem.
But also, like, I think the only time that we would need to rescue each other is if we just got too drinky somewhere and we were that person, and then any of us would be like,
Oh, we should probably go. Oh, it's time to go home.
And
yeah.
we would do that for each other.
Yes,
and then we'd
be
probably
like, we'll
record each other
Uber
at home.
For you.
For you. You're going home.
Or maybe no,
we're
we
not
would
done.
Go
we would probably
together
go together
to
and record the situation at home.
Oh, yes, yes.
But we
yes.
would do it in the safety
of
our home.
Of your home, so we can put it on stories, but
that's
still.
Safe at home.
It's safe at home.
That's
yes.
the only thing I can think of.
Yeah,
I can't think of like a situation where.
No, I think we're just, we've become shameless.
But I don't think it's just us. Like, we've learned recently at brunches, no one cares about anything anymore.
I actually thought about this after we went to brunch at Scratch.
Right.
I was reprocessing it and I was thinking to myself,
almost no one pot.
Did we bother other people?
No.
Nope. I think there was one table that was like not bothered by us, but the mom was trying to, like, so it was like a mom and a dad and a younger, like, baby.
Probably one of their first times.
She was like four or five.
Okay, four or five.
No, I thought it was in a carrier.
No, a baby came at some point.
Yeah,
there
was a baby in a thing.
The baby was with the group of women.
No, there was no dad.
I can promise you.
Travis
was the dad and the mom. They were like 50 years old.
Yes.
They were a little bit older.
40s, 50s.
They were late 40s.
No, I'm talking about the table.
No, I'm talking about
us.
They were next to us. One table. Amy, there was a table.
I misperceived this.
This was before the girls with the baby.
When we first sat, there was a couple with two kids.
Yeah.
And they did have a baby. Then there was a couple that showed up, and they were in their like late 40s.
Okay, I think I'm thinking
with a very young child.
And
they only
had
one
child.
But she was old enough to color and talk.
You're right, you're right. And I think I do think at one point they were like, just sit over on this side.
Yeah. And they did. They moved her to the other side.
But I did reflect on that, and I was like, did we bother people? Really, because I was thinking I would like to go back there to record at some point. And
if we ask and they say no.
And I'm like, well, I know why then, because we offended their patrons. But also, like, our waitress is going to be like, oh, please have them back.
Please have them
back. I love them.
I love their tips.
Yeah. And their tips. They showed us. They let me read Braille
their tips,
on their boobs.
Their tips and
their tips.
And tips. Love it.
Okay. So, yeah. I mean.
So, no, we're just shameless.
No,
that's
just
what we've learned.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. Cool. All right. So, let's see what we got here. Let me go with the last call. Okay. So, well, both of these are really good. So, one that I'm not going to ask is, do you ever have to fake empathy? And I'm like, well, the answer is yes for all of us. Yes.
I'll collectively answer for everyone.
Collectively,
yes. As a podcast, we fake empathy.
A lot.
But we do actually care about people.
We have a lot of empathy.
But the other one.
We're good people. Okay, next question.
Okay,
next question.
Thanks. We're not toxic.
No, we're toxic. But we also have empathy.
Yeah, both.
Okay. Do you ever warn people about me before they meet me?
No, I don't. Because
I think because we're very similar. So like if you can handle one
of
our
things.
And I think honestly with all of us, like.
And there's just no reason. Like I can't even.
I'm for sure that there are certain people in my life that warn others about me before I arrive. Even people that I've known for a long time. And I think that warning is she's kind of a lot. In fact, I have a particular situation, even though this question isn't for me. I just think it's interesting. But my friend is dating someone new. And I'm like, oh yeah, girl, you're giving all kinds of warnings about me because we're going
to
meet.
I could see where a dating right. and you're like, you've got to meet the friends.
Well,
you
you're
need
so
to,
careful
there,
in general when
you
you're
get
dating,
warnings
like,
anyway.
So
and this is someone that like is like a sister to me.
Yeah.
And so it's very important. But her, it's not a warning in a bad way. She's like, yeah, Chelsea's the one that you have to pass
to,
the test.
I was going to say, she's the one you need to impress.
That's different
and
than a warning.
She's
going
to tell you exactly
yeah,
how
yeah,
it
that
is.
That is a, right. you need to pass the test.
I think the only thing that could surprise people about you is
when I have my boobs out for Braille.
Yes,
no,
that would, that's shocking.
That's expected. I tell my friend, just yeah, no,
just
Chelsea,
so you
know,
Chelsea
boobs
walks
out.
Around
she's
with her
gonna
boobs
teach
out.
Braille on her breast tonight.
Yeah. Chelsea will be topless at some part of the evening, but they're fine with that. No,
they prefer it.
I think that your confidence is super fun to people, and your I'll get us that table and I'll ask the person to take our picture, I don't care, is so fun to anyone that meets you, and they're like, your friend is so fun right away.
Agreed.
So I don't want to be friends with someone who won't like that, like, so yeah. I don't think I have anyone in my life. The one thing I'll say recently that stood out to me about you is that we've talked about that little food hall fight that we almost had to have. Mm-hmm. Not me. I was outside just mm-hmm. sitting at the
yes.
bench. My job was to hold the table.
She was going
to
send my husband in
to die. Yeah. So, but I was telling Ty and baby Brian that story the next day when they got back home. And Ty goes, I've always liked Chelsea. I like Chelsea. But there's certain times in my life where I just go, I love Chelsea.
That surprises me because I thought it would be the opposite.
No,
where he's like, that's too much.
No, and that's one of them. Like, fucking good for her. And I think the only thing that could overwhelm some people is that Chelsea's not going to back down. And for some people,
yeah.
that's too much.
It's
but
too
for
much.
Some people, they're like, well, that's actually amazing. And
yeah.
I love Chelsea. So I only want people in my life that say I love Chelsea in those moments.
Agreed.
I know.
Same.
I've debated. I really, 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 really want to go to the unscripted pool this summer. But I know what the chaos that's going to
yeah.
exist there.
Same.
And I'm like, it's expensive to
it
reserve.
Is expensive.
A thing for 6 people or 8 people
yeah.
is a lot of
it's
money.
A lot of
because
money.
You know why? They've realized that they can charge that
because
much.
It's the only pool
and
option.
They can.
Yeah.
And they will get
the
money. The igloos lasted into like March.
But because
I was
they
like,
made so
over.
Much on that, they know they can do it for the pool.
But you know what they put up now?
What?
They got these really tall palm trees
yeah.
that are like very fake, intentionally fake. So they have made this pool an experience.
Oh,
and
our palm
not,
tree bathing suits that you returned would look so good in that
oh,
picture.
Oh, darn. They've made it such an intentional experience that even I'm like, well, I
want
to go there.
Yeah,
what
exactly.
Do I need to
they
do?
Want. Yeah.
I'm like,
go.
Do I need to book a room?
Also, it could be kind of fun to stay there.
Yeah,
I would actually like to stay there, but it's like and they do staycation, but I think you have to have a Durham address to get the staycation. But whoever does their planning
yeah.
and marketing,
yeah.
I'm like, well,
smart.
Good for you because you're good at your job.
Yeah.
Anyway, so maybe
we
can use those skills
that.
At Unscripted.
We could podcast
all right,
from
Travis.
One of our rooms.
Yeah,
we're podcasting at the Unscripted.
Yeah,
Amy.
Yes.
Chelsea,
ah.
What's the most unreasonable thing you've ever completely lost your shit over?
Oh, so many things.
Oh, my,
oh my God.
A ladybug, for sure.
What?
You lost your shit over a ladybug?
Yeah.
This is
Adrian
and that so easy.
Because it's Adrian and I's first fight ever.
Oh.
And it's like a long-standing...
Well, what? Tell
over
us
a
more.
Ladybug?
Okay, so my niece's baby shower nursery theme was ladybug.
Because mm-hmm. your niece is older than you and Adrian have been together.
Around the same time-ish, right?
Around the
she's
same time because
10,
my sister...
He's 9 years.
He's 9.
He's 9.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Your husband is 9.
And he reads Braille on my kids.
Bye.
No, you've okay. been with your husband for 9 years.
Yes, 9 years dating.
Okay.
Okay. So, and my niece is 10.
Okay.
And one of my really good friends, her son passed away and ladybugs was like, what she always remember. It was just
yeah.
like this thing that was like, when we would see a ladybug, we would think of her son. And so it was just something that was like randomly important. So Adrian and I were listening to live music and a ladybug like landed on my arm.
Mm-hmm.
And I got like irrationally upset because he was like trying to get it off of me and trying to
You're
kill
like, no.
it. And I was like, no, this is important to me. I love ladybugs.
That's the only bug we don't kill.
Yeah, and I was like, don't kill it. Like, I love it. And he was like, what? And I was like, why are you fucking being like this? Like, this is a fucking ladybug. And he was just like, I don't know anything about this ladybug thing. Like, I don't understand. Like, we got in a fight to the point that I was like, we're leaving. You're a ladybug killer.
And are you the person that rescues bugs out of pools?
No.
No, okay. That's me.
No, that's
okay.
Not me.
I thought I'd seen that behavior.
That was me.
No. Okay.
If it's a ladybug, yes.
Yes, ladybugs, but they don't often find themselves.
But then there is another bug that looks like a ladybug, but it's not. Yeah. And I'm like, well, all these are all ladybugs.
You're all ladybugs.
I can't discern,
so
like,
this is the trust
I
system.
Save all of these. Because sometimes there's that cabin that we go to in the mountains, and they put it in their description. Like, we have these whatever kind of bugs. They just get in the house. They're not, like, they won't bother you. They're fine. But they'll be, like, a lot sometimes in certain times of the year. And I'm like, well, they're ladybugs, so they're fine.
I was looking at an Airbnb description. I think it was for the beach, and they warned about water bugs. Well, those are look like cockroaches.
Those are cockroaches.
So don't warn me about cockroaches before
warn
I book
me after
your property.
I book it. Like, just so
yeah,
you
those
know
are
me
cockroaches,
later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't reveal
disgusting.
That on the first
and
date.
And we know they're like prevalent here, but we don't
want
to.
Yeah, but we just don't want you to tell us about it.
We have pest control options.
Yeah, that's so, like, and honestly, when we started getting pest control when we lived in our house in Cary, because Cary is generally,
same
and
here.
I don't know if it's North
it's
Carolina in general,
wooded,
it's like very wooded and then there's a lot of moisture. And so they are common.
They're very common. It's,
yeah.
They're everywhere.
And but if you get pest control, they won't come in the house.
They won't come in the house, yeah.
The first time my sister visited this house, I think it was 5 years ago when I first got it, she had never seen
one of those
one before, like a water bug slash cockroach.
And the first time you see one,
it is terrifying.
And it's not a water bug. The bug guy was like, it's called a German cockroach. So
it has
like
a million names.
I don't care what it is, but it looks like a cockroach.
In the Carolinas, we also call them like a palmetto bug sometimes.
And that's adorable.
It's cute. It's not. It's a giant cockroach.
So my sister, their state bug.
It is a prehistoric. It is the cockroach of the dinosaurs.
My sister was staying upstairs.
Never seen one.
Saw one in the shower.
Did she leave?
She's finally visiting now this summer after all of that trauma, but she did. She actually had driven here with my mom to visit me, 8 hours to drive here. And the next morning, they left because she was so traumatized that she told me my house was dirty. She goes, I don't know how you live like this. We have to leave. This is disgusting.
Sister.
And years later, she was like, did I leave your house? A couple days early.
You did.
Because I saw a cockroach / palmetto / water bug. And I was like,
you did.
You left my house. You ended the trip and you left my house.
You bitch.
And ever since I've had pest control quarterly.
And so I've grown up in the South my entire life. So for me, it's just a part of Southern life. So you don't even realize that other people don't experience them until somebody finally says, no, I saw one for the first time, blah, 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 because I moved here. And you're like,
oh,
wait, these aren't
normal. Everywhere?
These aren't everywhere. Oh, this is just us. We're just the ones cursed with them.
I saw a great TikTok this week where this guy is telling New Yorkers, he's like, I've been seeing a lot of open toe shoes.
I saw this.
I'm not here to judge you for fashion, but I have literally seen people walk through hot vomit on the sidewalk.
Yes.
Like, he goes into like cockroaches, all the different things they could walk through. He's like, I'm just here for your safety.
He's like, I'm not judging
your fashion, but
he's like,
you might have to show off your pedicure. Not here, not now.
Yeah, he's like, I've seen a lot of things and a lot of open-toed shoes.
Yeah, so that's what it makes me think of. Like, New York, you're just walking down the street and there's just little cockroaches running down.
Amy, when have you lost your shit?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I lose my shit so regularly because my personality is,
I don't know,
0 to 100.
Yeah. I just snap at things.
Yeah.
And for me, it's unfair because 30 seconds later, I'm totally over it. And I'm like, let's go have drinks. Let's have fun. Everything's fine because I'm fine with it. I don't really carry things long. So, So I lose my shit on the regular, but to a level of 30 seconds of losing my shit. And then it's just over for me, so it's not very memorable to me.
There's only one time where I've been like, Amy's really upset, but then it was like, hey guys, do you want to get pizza?
Yeah,
and I was like, okay, that's just Amy's personality. Like, I'm understanding this better.
It's hard
now
for people
so
to deal with
now.
You can't expect everyone else just to be like, cool, let's go get pizza. That's a lot to ask of people. I understand that, but I can't process things like that. I just feel like it's over when it's over, and it's like not that serious. And you're like, well, it felt serious 5 minutes ago when you said the worst thing ever to me. And I'm like, okay, well, it's five minutes later now.
Everything's fine.
So are we good? Like, I guess that's good for other people too, because I would equally be that way to other people.
So if somebody
if they
lost
say
their
or
shit
do
at
things
you,
to me,
you're,
right, like,
you're over it in 5 minutes.
I'm like, are you still being weird about this?
Yeah.
You're like, it's
I'm good.
Yeah, I give this favor back to people, but it's it's weird.
You hurt my feelings like for 30 seconds, but I'm super good. Mm-hmm. Like, let's go get pizza. Yeah.
You know, I'm like, 9 years ago, I got in a fight about a ladybug.
No. Yeah, I can't.
And
I
I'm like super in the middle of those two like extremes of like the people who can get over it and the people who can't. There are certain things I hold on to. I think it's the severity of how you hurt my feelings. Like,
yeah.
If you did something that I felt
like
was...
Like how genuine it was or something?
Well,
like,
I think it's the maliciousness of it. If you did something I felt was malicious,
oh, like
purposefully...
Like intentional.
Intentional. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then I will hold on to that for... forever. I mean, I will never let it go. And I know that's not healthy, but it
and
will
I just
be,
won't.
It will
so
be
weird.
There forever. Yeah. But if I'm like, but if you like said this mean thing and
maybe
like,
when someone on the podcast was like, no one cares about that in the middle like, of you talking, like,
yes.
But it wasn't malicious. It just exactly. came out.
Just
and then I was
out.
Like, oh my God,
like,
I'm so sorry.
That I don't
so
care about. Like I could care
like
less.
Where if you know the person genuinely cares about you and it's
yes.
not a mean intentional act, it's different than if the person's actually trying to hurt you.
Exactly.
You were like, okay, I'll never forget this.
I'll never
and
forget that.
I'll come get you.
And I those types of things, maliciousness, I will never forget. If it's anything else, I'm like, whatever. Like, and there are times in my life where I stay upset for a little while, but most of the time, especially I think the only times I truly even get upset in my 30s with friends outside of my husband, that's a little different, is like debates.
Yeah.
And debates to me are not things to be mad about because the whole point of debate is you
passionate
both like
not.
Get
like
real
see,
passionate.
And seeing other person's
exactly.
side.
You get to yeah. a level like 48 real fast and then you should be able to, if in my opinion, you should be able to drop from level 48 back down to level 1 very quickly and be like, did you want another mimosa? Like, because mm-hmm, yeah. I'm super thirsty and be able to move on. And like people
yeah.
who can't do that, I'm like, but we're done. Like,
but,
we,
no. yeah. You pay our bar tab, bitch.
All right. Do we do one last question? Because I just did that one. And Amy, you could do one.
Okay.
And then it'll finish off the round.
All right. Last card. Thank God.
Okay.
That was better than I expected.
Did you enjoy this
Thanks
game?
Thanks for carrying me through.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't really a game. We just asked questions.
Right.
Just
this
wanted you to
like
be aware
the
this
most
actually this
high
is the most
level
un-game
game. Un-game
game.
Yeah. All I know is that every icebreaker at work,
oh, I,
hate I get
icebreakers.
So nervous.
Well, those are dumb.
I'm
yeah.
like, those, this is dumb.
It's a lot of pressure, though.
Do you drink vodka or gin? Let's
yeah.
get
the
to
ones
the,
let's
like,
get
tell
to the
me
real
the most
meat of the story.
Something about you that no one would know. Well, that's on purpose, work.
Yeah. So. I'm
yeah.
not telling you because this is work. Yeah. Like, oh, my favorite
color
is purple.
This is why I've never gotten fired.
Yeah.
Boring at work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. What's the question?
Describe your worst bathroom related disaster.
No. Oh. Oh, God.
Okay. Oh, guys.
Potty
okay.
talk.
Can okay. I just say I was raised in a family where we did not talk about anything related to this.
Okay.
So
I don't think that's even family specific. I
it's,
think that's
no.
very
general.
Like culturally taboo.
Yes, yes. But my family was. So
like very specific
so
about
specific
it
that
or intentional.
But that's so unfair. We
now,
all go to the bathroom.
If Brian and I'm married to him. we've been together for 8 years. I still, if I have to talk to him about something, I'll be like, well, I had to use the restroom. And it's
yeah.
very high level.
Like I'm good with all the really personal sex things, but not,
yeah.
not going to the bathroom. Yeah.
I can be like spit in my mouth, but like I can't talk about like, going to the bathroom. Yeah.
In our household, and I don't know how this came about, but if someone has to go... And it's like a point of discussion because I'm like, where are you going? And
yeah.
And I'm just monitoring where you're at. Where are
yeah.
you going?
I'm like, yeah. where are you going?
What you doing?
And then they're like.
My husband.
They're like, i.e. my husband.
My household.
My husband arrived.
Yeah. My husband
and your
arrived.
Sister wife from like yes. episodes ago that you obtained.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So I didn't want to like out that
out
I actually
her, yeah.
had her, but
she's
we
in
have
the basement,
a sister wife. Like
yeah.
she lives with us.
She likes it.
We got her
she
a bed.
It.
It's good for her.
she works out. She yeah. has
she,
a good time.
She gets
time.
To go to the
borrows
bathroom.
Borrows my clothes.
Sometimes she's allowed
she has
to use
a bathroom downstairs.
Yeah.
But we say like, I'm resetting my password.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
And I really think it came from like bringing your phone in the bathroom and some
okay.
at some point
yes.
someone
at some
just
point
said
that
it.
Had to happen, right?
And
I'm
then,
just resetting
like,
my password. It's
yeah.
fine.
And then it's just like stuck. And so it's like if you ever hear us say that, that is what
That's
it's about.
That's what's happening.
So like,
okay.
I try not
Great.
To say it in front of you, so you
now
don't
we know.
Know.
Now we know.
But,
but
I
now
know.
We will say it at your house. Thank
I,
you.
Can I just tell you about something that I've experienced that mm-hmm. wasn't me? Because I just...
It's okay to share
fine.
About others.
I'm thinking on some. So
other others.
I'll share
okay.
and you share an
I
example.
I did have
someone.
A time at work where I will say that lunch didn't sit well. And that was very embarrassing. And I thought I was going to be mortified. And
okay.
I,
well, that is
and
tough.
So
not ideal.
I went to a different floor that was not my floor.
Okay, strategic.
Strategic.
Because are you like a work pooper normally or you're like avoiding it? You're
no.
like, we're not
I
pooping
bet you're not.
At work.
I don't okay. have a normal schedule.
Okay.
Okay.
Very
That's,
days
you're
apart.
You're not a daily pooper?
Days apart.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. How
oh,
unpredictable.
No. We'll get to this.
Okay.
We'll and get back
we
with
must
you
dig
on
in.
That.
Okay.
So I
want to dig into your poop schedule.
I thank you.
Perhaps get your calendar.
I was there.
Buy me some fiber.
And I thought it was like a 2 p.m. and I was like, nobody's going to come in here. It's right. fine.
Oh,
I'm
God,
fine.
I don't know.
and somebody did.
Okay.
So I'm like, well, now I don't
have
know
to stay
what,
in here.
Well, now I live in this bathroom.
I live here. Right. I live in this bathroom.
My feet are up on the seat. I'm not leaving.
Well, he apparently had a really bad lunch,
he
too.
He had searched for that bathroom as well.
Oh, no.
And he's in another stall. And these are good stalls. They're wooden walls, doors.
For
like,
the respect of very, the stall.
No
job.
One will ever know you're there except the door's
Actually,
locked.
Actually, you know what? At job interviews where they say, do you have any questions for us? We should be like,
what's your
bathroom,
bathroom
situation?
Yeah.
Is it, oh, because...
If there's openings, it's already
will
done.
Will they monitor my legs during the situation? Okay.
So
good question.
He's
Thanks, guys.
Having not a good experience. Mm. And I'm dying inside. Mm-hmm. Like I'm like, I have to, I, how do.
You're
to,
dying for you. You're dying for
I'm
him.
I'm like, is there a basement floor?
Because you're
door
like,
I can
push
get
the button,
out.
Let
I have to get,
out.
Let me get out of
you're
here.
You're done. Like, you're I'm, like, yeah. I just need to leave. But this is
But I can't because he might come out of the bathroom
stall at
the same time.
But also memorizing his shoes by mistake.
Yeah. And then he gets on the phone.
Oh no!
To have a conversation.
A work or
while
personal
he's,
conversation?
Like, shitting his brains out.
Yeah.
Personal or business?
With his wife.
Which means they're a couple that shits with the door open, and no judgment from
so
me,
it's
but
just
I cannot.
To them.
And I was just like,
if you can, good for you, but
what
I cannot.
What is happening? I was like, I just was.
I don't want
to. I don't want to be a part of
smell
that experience.
That, be a part of
no.
it. For
and
me,
I
and like, what are
spouse.
They chatting about? Like, hey, honey, I'm shitting my brains out, but what do you want for dinner?
Can you make something bland for dinner?
He was literally just chicken? Having this most generic conversation,
oh,
and I was
no.
like, you don't need to be on the phone right now for this.
You need to make sure you wipe your ass
right.
totally
this
clean.
Is,
like, there's a priority in there.
To the point
there.
Where I've never probably ever said anything to Brian about going to the restroom, and I texted him and said, I'm going to tell you something that you'll probably never hear from me again. I'm currently in the restroom. Things aren't good. And the guy next to me is on the phone having a full-on fucking conversation with his wife.
During like, a blowout.
Like, casual? And like, did he pause at moments? Like, I'm concerned.
She was definitely talking back to him. There was moments where he was not talking, and she was just, she obviously was talking because
oh
he was
God.
Responding,
you know that
and I was
SOS
like,
button in your car that you had to press the other week?
Yeah.
SOS.
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 I was just like, this is weird. I don't like this.
I don't
know what to do here, and I'm just going to
Did you eventually leave first? Who
no,
left first?
I made him leave first.
Oh, no.
I just sat
I
there.
To-
I'd be like, here we go.
This
Here.
Is where I live now. This
See,
is my
I
new home.
I'd be like sprint out, wash hands, run out.
Well, I was afraid that the moment that I like walked out, he was going to
I
walk out.
I think he had a little more to be embarrassed about
he
than you,
care,
though.
Is the problem.
Yeah, he didn't care.
He didn't
I would have cared. I would have been embarrassed
know.
That he even knew
okay.
I was in there. Because he tried
calls,
my door first.
Phone calls okay. in public restrooms
are not okay.
Are not okay.
And
you
people,
may be okay with people hearing you. I'm
we
not
don't
okay
want
with
to
the
hear.
Whole situation.
No.
No, and this is something I have realized going back to the office one day a week. I need a personal designated, and we have very nice stalls at our office, but if I don't go before I leave the house, I am not really prepared to go there with
yeah.
people there. When no one's there, it's fine. I'm like, right. whatever. I mean, I don't have a wet wipe here, but like,
a
and also like, sorry
poop,
to my
fine.
Coworker
yeah.
who listens to this. I hope you like to talk to me about poop now. Like,
yeah.
you're my,
hope you like that.
you
just don't
like
talk
that.
On the phone during it.
Yeah,
okay.
Just don't talk on the phone during it. If you say I'm resetting my password, you know,
mm-hmm.
If anybody's looking for me. But now that I go in, I have like a designated stall that I'm like, this is my stall for the day. I know anybody else is not going to be
in here. Because
not a lot
of people are
there. But I have, I mean, mine, we can get a little like, ooh, TMI here. I think I'll tell one from my younger years, not one from the
okay.
last year.
Okay.
That's a little too TMI.
Okay.
But
okay, we'll get there maybe next deck.
Yeah, next.
Maybe
yeah.
next deck. So when I was in high school.
Uh-huh.
And thinking back on this, I'm like, why did I do this? I don't understand.
A lot of high school is like that, Chelsea.
Yes,
don't
yes,
worry.
Yes. I was with my friend and we were at Rugged Warehouse, like trying on our cute clothes so we could go to the high school and be like super cute.
Basically the clothes that
like,
we have to try on now because they're all back. Okay,
yeah,
so those.
Like,
yeah,
I don't
yeah,
know. But I haven't
clothes.
Seen like baby fat makeup.
No. That has not made a comeback.
I wear like Rockaware and baby fat.
But they're
okay.
like,
I don't, this is not.
Looser jeans
style.
And tighter shirts. That's the same dynamic,
No, I was wearing like little, I'll have to find a picture
please
for you guys.
Please
like,
find a picture.
Little white.
We expect one.
White athletic skirt with like a zip up jacket with like the
oh,
short
must
sleeves.
See this.
Like,
please
yeah,
provide
good.
The content.
My friend Gina has
okay.
a bunch
okay.
of pictures of us from
okay,
back then.
Perfect.
And she'll post them sometimes, and I'm like, oh, it's so cringy. Why do I have cornrows in my hair? So that's
Chelsea.
Cringy enough
okay,
already.
Okay. So what else?
I
is
thought
cringy?
I was super cool.
You were.
So I am with my friend, and we're in the dressing room, and I'm like annoyed by having to urinate.
Yeah.
I understand it's part of the bodily right. functions, but it's so it's like inconvenient. You have, and then if, I guess maybe I was drinking water back then. I drink a lot of water now. I don't understand. Anyways, no, yeah. the point is, we were trying on clothes in the bath,
in the bathroom. And
we were trying on clothes in the dressing room.
Dressing room, okay.
And I just had to pee so bad. And I was like, there's no way. Why I let myself get to this point, I don't know. I was like, there is no way that I will make it to the bathroom. So I'm like,
are you drinking?
No.
Okay.
I'm just like,
trying to get into the
no,
Chelsea
I just am annoyed by brain. Having
we're
to
just
go
trying
to
figure
the bathroom.
Out where in the world like, this is going.
Yeah.
We're
sorry.
No, I mean like.
I was going to be you before you tell me.
Because this is a bathroom experience and you're in a dressing room.
I'm high school age, sober, trying on clothes.
Oh, God.
And I have to pee so bad that I just peed in the dressing room.
Oh, my God.
Just in.
In the.
And I don't even know that I've ever told anybody this.
Like,
so now
you can't
I'm going to tell
you did
the world,
it, right?
Because I'm like, why did you do that?
On the floor.
On the floor, in the corner.
Of the dressing room.
Of the dressing room. Because I was like, I can't make it out of here. Like, I've waited too long to pee. Now I cannot make it, and I just have to go.
You were just peeing on the floor.
In the corner, on the floor.
Okay.
And I was like,
that's not ideal.
And then it's embarrassing because we come out of the
so
dressing room and my friend's
did
like,
you tell your friend,
you're ready to go? No, God, no. She's like, you ready to go? I'm like
right now.
Right
now.
I actually love these
we
clothes.
Have to
let's go. Like, let's get out of here.
And you peed there, and then you just, goodbye.
I just left.
But the weird mix of that is probably you felt so, like,
I felt so
cringy,
embarrassing,
but
cringy.
At the same time, you're like, oh, thank God, I feel so
cringy. And I was like, okay. But then I felt
I
better
can I ask a
about,
weird question? Was it a lot of urination?
I mean, imagine if you have to go that bad, it's usually a higher amount.
I mean, it was like,
pee,
a,
yeah.
And then I'm like, I think it was probably all over the dressing room. And then like, you feel
not very organized.
You feel like well, a terrible
you,
person
I was
because
just ask
I'm like,
y'all don't have an apparatus to make it go in one place.
I mean, you can control it.
It's not like,
it's not
like
going
everywhere.
It's not like,
in my head, that's what's happening. So that's not what happens. Okay.
No, I mean, you can control where it can go, but like it,
you can't
aim
it, but it goes in one place.
So it's just going to, and I didn't put clothes on it because I was like, that's super disrespectful.
That is.
That's where we
that's
got
where you draw the line. You draw the line at putting
someone's
the clothes
have to clean
on top
up my
of
pee,
this. Okay.
But I don't want to put these clothes
right.
in it. That would be so rude. So
did
not,
you ever go back to this
not,
rugged
God,
warehouse?
No,
okay.
It's not
never.
Your
okay.
I was
never.
Like, I don't shop here.
I hate rugged warehouse. I don't like it there.
Warehouse society.
In a different city, I went back.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Like, I will shop at the rugged warehouse in
Asheville.
Yeah.
Because later I lived in Asheville and I used to shop at rugged warehouse all the time, but not in Durham. And I am so sorry if you were
working
at the
rugged
warehouse
there
in Durham.
In
this
like
is like
the
one of those commercials
2000s.
That's like, if you worked at rugged warehouse in the year
you
of,
to, yes,
and
call the law
peed
office
on your house of. Bathroom floor, call the law of, or your dressing room floor. Call. So anyways,
oh,
I
no.
mean, I think that's as
thing.
Personal as we can get here.
Poor,
I think
poor
that,
thing
that
and also poor person who
I'm
worked
so
there.
I'm so sorry. I mean, honestly, I apologize. I wasn't trying to be a bad person. A decision had
weird.
To be made.
We're sorry.
Yeah. It was either going to be urinate on your floor in out or
in one little place.
Because God forbid I just go to the fucking bathroom before I have to pee on your floor.
We
no,
mistakes
that
were made.
Makes
as,
sense. It, you had yeah, to. It was coming out of your body and you made
and
the
so
best
embarrassed
choice.
By it now, but I think that's.
Really, all
that's
that shows you're a good
listeners.
Person because you you feel bad about it now.
You reflected on it.
Yeah.
You remember it.
You feel guilty. You're a good person.
And I was young. I mean, I don't know.
We
I
all guess. Do stupid
but now
stuff.
It seems like you pee with so much respect in your personal style.
You
of
do.
Work.
God,
so you've really, really
you've
grown
never
from
peed
that.
On either of our floors.
That
no,
we
I've
of,
never
that
we
apparently
you.
No. Did you put my clothes? You didn't put my clothes on your pee. That was good of you. Thank you.
So, I didn't put any clothes on there.
She would never.
No, that's what I'm saying. So. Like, you're a good person.
Okay.
You didn't urinate on my floor.
Okay. I think that's
I think
probably
what we can
enough
say
for
is
the listeners today.
We're better people today than we were yesterday.
Growth has come.
Growth
in,
is coming.
In our lives.
Chelsea doesn't urinate on floors anymore.
Not that I know of.
Not. There's a lot we don't do anymore. We will only get into that one thing right now.
Yes. I read about things when I'm drunk.
Yep.
And Amy flips out about weird things, but she gets over it
and
real
like,
fast.
And wants to get pizza.
So pizza.
We have. So that's the basic brunch house, guys.
To go. Thanks for listening. I hope that
you hope
do
you
some
like
of these
us.
Things too, so that
please
write
like
in
us.
To tell us
please
your embarrassing weird.
Please be our fan.
We're not that desperate.
To normalize things.
Yeah,
so
we're normalizing
we're here
this.
For you.
So if you want to talk to us about your poop and pee incidents, please write into our
or your nipples. We're here for you.
Yeah.
We're very open is what we're trying to say.
Yeah, maybe just tell us a little bit about you before you like immediately go into like urination. But
well, if they need to get it off their chest,
that's fine too.
Off their bladder, like
off your nipples, you just tell us.
We're here. Okay. We're just letting you know.
We're here. Okay, but not for long. Bye. We have to go.
Okay.
Bye. See you next week.
Bye. Thank you for having brunch with us today. Please follow wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also find us on Twitter and Instagram at Basic Brunchcast. Our website, basicbrunchcast.com, or check out our merchandise store, basicbrunchcast.threadless.com. Cheers, basics, and let's brunch again soon. This has been a Pop Joy Media production.